you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off and go with Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi, very good. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Rasa.
Sure.
You were talking about gout. Now, my mother had that in her 80s, and they told her she was eating too much meat. Have you heard that? Would that have anything to do with it?
Well, gout, yeah, it definitely can. Because, see, what happens with gout is that if you're not breaking down your proteins very well, then you build up what were called uric acid crystals. And, of course, those are the little crystals that formulate down in the joint, make it hot, and make it swell, and make it hurt. So many times it's due to not just so much meat, but it could be, I mean, red meat definitely can flare it up. We know that. But it's just the inability to break your proteins down very well. So that's usually what the issue is. So has she been dealing with it for quite some time? The doctor's given her any medicine? What's kind of going on with that?
Well, she did, but she's been tested. But I've been going to parties and getting a steak biscuit with gravy for a baby, and I can feel it in my feet now. I'm going to slack off of it. I think I've been eating too many steak biscuits, but they are good. And that's what I wanted to confer with you. But they told her that it was from eating too much meat.
Yeah, it's not just the meat, though. It can be any protein. So what happens is, if her body's not breaking the protein down, that's where it comes from. And so a good way to do that, I mean, again, while she's dealing with it, and if the body's having to clear itself out, laying off of proteins in general, whether it be meat, fish, eggs, whatever, for a period of time, and getting her body to break that down better is usually a good way to go. I mean, meat is one of the causes, but it's not the only one. But the kind of the typical thing for gout is red wine, red meat, processed carbohydrates, they all can cause a flare-up of gout. So just, you know, being careful of that is always a good thing. But, yeah, at the end of the day, you want to make sure that she's breaking it down. So digestive enzymes can help. Proteolytic enzymes, which you can get at a health food store, are really good. And also hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, is beneficial as well. So all of those are quite helpful. Look into that, and I mean, if you need anything else, just keep me posted, all right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give me a call right now, or go online, getwellradio.com. Now, two deaths have been reported based on cantaloupes. If you're a big cantaloupe fan, you might want to pay attention. Salmonella has been found in southwestern Indiana. And the Associated Press reported this. There's been 141 cases of illness nationwide. But health officials in Indiana and Kentucky said Friday that they were investigating farms, distributors, and retailers. And authorities recommended that all Indiana residents discard cantaloupes bought since July 7th, the news service said. Kentucky health officials urged residents not to eat cantaloupes after testing revealed that the fruit had the same strain of salmonella that killed two people and sickened more than 50 others in the state. So according to the U.S. National Health Institute of Health, salmonella, which is a group of bacteria, is the most common cause of foodborne illness in the United States. And salmonella in raw poultry, eggs, and beef, and sometimes unwashed fruit and vegetables, can be quite harmful. So again, symptoms include fever, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and headache. Bottom line is, you're going to know if you have it. Because it is not a lot of fun. It can be more serious in the elderly, infants, and people with chronic conditions. If salmonella gets into the bloodstream, it can be serious or even life-threatening. The usual treatment are typical antibiotics. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Interesting, though. when you deal with something like that. I mean, salmonella is quite a challenge, and it's a strain of bacteria that can be extremely, extremely deadly if not managed very well. Dan in Wichita, Kansas writes, my son is 12 and has usually enjoyed school, but this year he seems to be suffering from what I can describe as some serious depression. The doctors haven't officially diagnosed him, but it's something that I have noticed. What should I do? Well, Dan, when you're dealing with depression in a child, you know, he's 12, so he's getting ready to hit the teenage years. A lot of peer pressure, probably a lot of friend and relational issues that are going on in his life, finding out who he is, where does he fit in. All these sorts of things can lead to depression. Now, it's when you're the dad, it's tough because you want to be the friend, but yet you're the dad. And, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge to get them sometimes to open up. And, you know, some kids are different. You know, they want to open up. They want to share. And then some are kind of closed off and really, you know, you're the dad. And so you're not cool and they really don't feel like they can open up. Hopefully at some point you can build the relationship where they can open up. You want to jump into your kid's life and do whatever you can to be there and to be that confidant in their life if they'll let you. They need a safe place. And they need to know that you're not going to be a weirded out dad and start freaking out if they've done something. You know, even though it may upset you, but knowing that there's a safe place for them to go to, you may offer discipline at some level and instruction, and that's fine. But at the same time, you know, they need a good place to go. So with depression, that's a big one. Now, nutrition, if they're eating a lot of processed foods, junk food, they're not getting any omega-3 fats like fish oil, they're not getting vitamin D, those kind of things, you can get some blood testing done, see what their vitamin D levels are. Those do play a big role in depression. We know that for sure. So that might be something to consider from a nutritional perspective when you're dealing with depression and thinking about that, because it is a challenge, no doubt about it. And you want to see your kid thrive and not just barely make it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Harold. Hi, Harold.
I had a quick question for you. We have two young, my wife and I have two young daughters, 6 and 3. On top of the multivitamin that, you know, for all four of us, we want to take it, but we all take multivitamins, but what else can we eat? Or should we be taking something else to help, like, build up our immune system? I know what you said to the caller before a little bit, but, I mean, I was really thinking about food, too. Is there certain foods and drinks that we should be doing to help us build against foods out there?
Yeah, I mean, just keeping everything in balance is the key. So fruits and vegetables, organic is best, of course, but doesn't have to be. You do the best you can. But keeping it, the proteins in balance, the fruits and vegetables in balance, the healthy fats in balance, that really is the key. So many people think that there's just a magic bullet. It's not. It's just not being one-sided, like never eating vegetables or eating a high-protein diet or, you know, some kind of high-fat diet. Avoiding the extremes, keeping it balanced. The multivitamin just really fills in the gaps. If you're eating a pretty balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables, you're getting a lot of vitamins and minerals that your body needs. But it's just the multivitamin comes in just underneath it and just makes sure that there's no gaps. And that's always a good thing to have. So just a couple things on that note, just to make sure you're getting the things that you need. But on the other hand, you know, again, don't let the multivitamin just be a sound.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Mineral customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address the specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things that I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open. Welcome back to the show. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. You want to go to the next level with your health? Well, we want to see you do that. We want to see you go from where you are to where you need to be. And that's the key. The key is knowing that life can change if you're willing to. So the choices you make today, they really do make a difference. But no one else can do that for you. You have to take responsibility for your health and for your life. Now, you remember when you were a kid and you had your buddies in the neighborhood or your close friends or maybe your one or two close friends? Well, they say that childhood friendships may be the key to adult happiness. Now, happiness in adulthood may be determined by the quality of relationships in your youth, but not brain power or academic prowess. A new Australian research suggests this shows that there's an enduring significant relationship between being well-adjusted as a child and being well-adjusted as an adult. Dr. Victor Forneri, who's the director of child adolescent psychiatry in New York, said that learning secrets of the good life has guided human endeavors for a millennia. But according to study author Craig Olson, an associate professor in developmental psychology, he said that instead of focusing on other factors, Olson and his colleagues decided to look at the sense of coherence, connection, positive coping, and prosocial values. The coherence included whether the child felt his or her life was meaningful and manageable. Social involvement looked at participation in organized activities such as sports groups, coping strategies, and included using emotional support and prosocial behavior. But a person scoring high in all these areas would be someone less obsessed by how they feel and what they can obtain, and more interested in how they live and values used to guide their interactions with themselves, others, and the world. So those traits were associated with greater happiness in adulthood, according to the study, which has followed for more than 800 New Zealanders for 32 years, starting at age 3. And so the results published online August 20th in the Journal of Happiness Studies, interesting, but they said that for teenagers, social connectedness was measured by attachment to parents, peers, school, and a close friend. In addition to participation in youth groups and recreational clubs, to boost social connectedness, the authors envisioned developing a broad-based social curriculum that could parallel the academic curriculum and nurture the development of positive value systems across the early developmental years. And he said the social environment provides critical learning opportunities for children and young people to explore, test, and consolidate values such as kindness, trust, loyalty, care, and etc. So it's the glue of enduring positive relationships across the life course. The findings aren't a surprise, some experts say. It's one of the basic precepts for our understanding of one's psychological makeup. And that's what we do as adults, and how we approach life has been established by our childhood. If we haven't had a healthy, happy childhood, we are more likely to recreate those patterns as adults, said Alan Hilfer, director of psychology at the Medical Center in New York City. However, a happy childhood does not guarantee success if success is defined as a career achievement. For that, a person must have an appropriate skill set or talent to succeed in their chosen profession. And a person can be successful and not be happy. And a person can be happy and not considered a financial or career success story. And we see that all the time. So it's true. But, you know, I do believe that so much of what happens in our childhood matters. I mean, it makes a difference. And so creating a good environment for your kids to grow and to build relationships for their health, I think it's vital. And our mental health, as you know, is connected to everything. So, I mean, we talk so much about diabetes and heart disease and being obese and depression and all that. But, you know, the reality is relationships matter, whether they're toxic or healthy. And what you allow in your life to be the centerpiece is so important, allowing people to be in your life that bring value and bring life to you rather than take life out of you. And so it starts young by having good connected relationships. And parents, one of the best things you can do as a parent, not only to instruct your child and protect them and all that sort of thing, but is to be there for them emotionally, so they always know they have a safe place to land and they have a good place to go and there's not a bunch of drama. I mean, if you've got a lot of drama, you bringing drama to your family, stop. Stop the yelling, stop the screaming, stop all of that and provide a good environment for your kid, a loving environment for your child to grow up in. Because chaos in the home and that sort of thing can be a real, real tough issue for kids. And when you're dealing with that, I mean, I see it all the time. And this sort of thing, when kids are growing up and they have good friends and good relationships, and you can foster that, you know, whether it's neighborhood kids or whatever, you can foster those relationships for your kids and, you know, encourage that, bring them together with other families and all that, it's only going to make a better environment for that child to grow up in and to adapt as an adult. May not help their career path like they're saying here, but it definitely can help their happiness and their adjustedness in social relationships with others. And I think that's just a critical piece of growing up and having that good environment. I know I had it, and I'm very grateful for it. Lines are open. You can give me a call, 888-283-7272. Go online, send me an email at getwellradio.com. I'll be glad to take it and make it part of the show. That's what it's all about. It's about getting your questions answered. Why? Because you matter. And don't forget all the social media as well is involved there. You can check us out. Christina in Kentucky wants to know about what she can do for her hormones that are out of whack, she says. Well, here's the deal. You've got options. You can go to your physician. A lot of the hormone clinics are out now. They've got the creams and the pellets, and they can check your hormones and get things balanced that way. Or you can use certain supplementation and food strategies to balance out your hormones. That's really a good way to go, my opinion, in the beginning phases, just because you want to see if you can get your body to produce its own before you go more of the synthetic, even if it's more of a natural synthetic route. So just get good information and talk with doctors from both sides and then see where you feel comfortable. Do your research, though. Don't just jump out because you feel like you need hormone therapy. You know, the big thing is, if you can do it as natural as possible first and get your body to produce its own, that's the best way to go, for sure. I mean, there's no doctor that would argue with that. But if you do need the synthetic versions of that and you need the help, then obviously that might be the path you have to take. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. the Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Your health is your greatest wealth. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to go now, kick it off with Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Dr. Asa. I've just recently learned about you, and I really appreciate your show because experience with doctors has been really a lot. I've been around a lot of doctors because I was in a catastrophic accident in 1997, car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was hooked to life support for 2 months. I have a tracheotomy. And all I really received from conventional medicine was basically drugs and surgery, and none of which really has helped me. So my body now, that was a long time ago, of course, and now I'm 53 years old. And I have so many problems that I can't even cover them with, you know, with what little time we have. But basically,
it's okay. Is anybody working with you on the sciatic nerve and that's and any of the structural issues?
I have been going to a chiropractor for nearly 4 years, and the only thing he does, he does not use an activator. He uses his hands, and he's really, I mean, I guess he's good because he has helped my back pain a lot.
That's good.
But I feel like that my sciatic nerve has not really been helped, and my arm pain and now is getting worse. I feel like I have a crick in my neck on the right side a lot of mornings when I wake up, and then the pain is in my chiropractor feels like it's both my neck and my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that I'm compensating more with my right arm because I do everything right-handed,
mm-hmm.
and he thinks it's probably both, shoulder and neck, because the symptoms I have, I wake up with severe numbness in my right arm. My whole arm feels numb for a long time, like an hour or two. And then even throughout the day at times, I get numbness and my hand hurts. And yet, I mean, sometimes I have that without the neck pain. And then other times I have neck pain without the numbness in my hand. So it's back and forth, but it's all on the right side. But I was wondering about the hormones. The Dr. Jensen, my chiropractor, said that hormones can heavily affect this. And my hormones, I've had the test, and they're terribly, I'm terribly low on estrogen and everything I need.
What is your age?
53, and I'll be 54 this month, the 27th of August.
Okay, so you're still a spring chicken, all right? So you've got, I mean, your body's still really young, and even though you're having some changes hormonally, I mean, can they affect the body? Yes, but not, I mean, everything affects everything. First of all, let me just say that. So we know that everything affects everything. So can the hormones be affected? Yeah, but I mean, many times it can be, you know, the nerves coming out of the spinal column. Remember, the nerves control everything in the body, so there can be a strong connection with that. However, there could just be degeneration in the disc, in between the spinal bones, in between the neck, and in the lower back, and in the hips. So if he's been working on that for quite some time and you're not getting relief, not that he's doing a poor job, but you might want to look a different route, like into physical therapy. You might want to look at some laser therapy. There's a lot of alternative-based treatments, and in traditional, with regular physical therapy, that can actually do quite well. Building and strengthening the muscles around the areas typically can support the joints themselves and reduce a lot of pain. So if they're not being supported properly, that could be a huge deal. And then nutritionally supporting the body. So if you've got hormone issues that are kind of all over the chart and the blood test, I mean, you probably have quite a few nutritional deficiencies as well. And getting someone to work with you on creating the right kind of diet and, you know, getting rid of inflammatory foods and those sorts of things. Now, that can help the spine as well. When you cut down inflammatory foods, it makes a big difference in, you know, just the way everything functions. I mean, your digestive tract functions better. You reduce inflammation. You're going to help joint pain and aches all throughout the body. I mean, the whole thing works very, very well. So it's just a thought in putting that together. And I know it's frustrating because you want to get well and you want to feel better. But, I mean, a lot of the keys lie in the treatment that you get. So it's good that you've got a great chiropractor. That's fantastic. I would look at someone that can help you build more than just an adjustment or a manipulation. I would maybe keep, you know, obviously use that, but you might want to look into physical therapy because building and strengthening those muscles around, I'm telling you, that does wonders. Some chiropractic physicians do that sort of thing, but a lot don't, and the physical therapists tend to do very well at that. And even if you don't find someone like that in your area, someone that does kinesiology as well can be quite helpful. I think you probably would see some results in that aspect of it. But yeah, do you have a lot going on? Yeah, I mean, sure, but can it be helped? I mean, probably if you get with the right folks, they can kind of give you some guidance on there. But yeah, look into the diet too. And if you don't have someone to guide you in that, and making sure you get a dietitian or a nutritionist, somebody that can really walk you through that, because your food really can become your best medicine. It's crucial. And if you don't have someone guiding you in that quite well, and leading you down the right path, then you can do everything you want. Do all the treatments, do all the supplements and all that. But if you don't have the right fuel coming in every day, it's a big deal. Okay? Thanks for being a new listener, and you can call anytime. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com, shoot me an email, and of course, you know me, I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget, all the stuff that I talk about, you can find there at the website. If you miss it, you're driving down the road and you miss it, whatever, we're here for you. Willie, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asa. I've been taking vitamins and nutrition for probably about 35, 40 years. I'm 57. I've been taking vitamins for a long time. And so she's beginning to get, you know, begin to take some of the vitamins and stuff like that. But she went to the doctor about her hair. She's got a fungus in her hair up there. And as long as she keep her hair cut. And she, what's the name of that tar? And she can use some type of tar shampoo that I used to use about 20 years ago when I had throats in my head. And that's keeping it under control. She shampooed with that every night. But when the hair starts getting about a quarter inch long on there, the fungus starts coming back all the top of her head up there and starts giving some headaches and stuff like that. So I thought maybe it was something she eaten, so I told her to stop eating the fish. And because it, like when she ate the fish, it broke out. But it's not that, not the fish or nothing like that. Well, we want to know, what did the doctor give you for that subject?
What I want to know is, has she been to the doctor yet? I mean, who diagnosed it as a fungus?
The doctor, she went to a couple of doctors down there. They diagnosed it as some type of fungus down there. But obviously, they gave the antibiotics and stuff like that, but it's not doing any good. So she went to a dermatologist, didn't you?
Yeah. It'll come right back.
What did they say it was?
It's a hair fungus. It's the hair growing under my skin, and it makes the sore.
Okay, so she got some type of like, you know, when I used to shave, and my hair, instead of going out, it grew inward, ingrown hair. I guess that's what it is. But okay. As long as she keep her hair cut, the bumps and stuff, they don't come up there. So once you let the hair grow out, that's when she started getting those bumps in the head. There's little white puffy like things down there. And it's just, after a while, they get so many up there, and they start to put in a lot of pain and stuff. So she has to keep cutting her hair. And she's been a lady, you know. She don't like to walk around bald-headed like that. Now, I'd like to see her with the hair on her head, too, you know.
Yeah, I understand. So your question is, what do you do, right?
Yeah, that's right. I know you. She thinks that I know a lot about nutrition, but you know 100 times more than I do about it.
I don't know about that, but I can tell you, if you've got a fungus in the hair, one thing you got to tackle it typically with something internally, and that's why if the doctors are offering some medicine, there's some other options out there you might want to talk to them about. Now, on the natural side, some of the basics that are really good for fungal, oregano oil is really good, and the Old Faithfuls are black walnut and wormwood. So you can look at those at a health food store, look them up online, whatever, and you can use the black walnut and the wormwood externally as well as internally. Typically, that's what kind of they're used as, okay? But you need someone guiding you in that. So you really do. So whether it's a naturopath or someone, I'd get with a practitioner that can kind of help you. I wouldn't just try to wing it on your own. But there are some good products out there. And probiotics to really keep the digestive tract where it needs to be. And cutting out those inflammatory foods, processed foods, are very important. Because when you're looking at healing the digestive tract, you've got to make sure everything's clear. And then, of course, you'll be putting something on topically. So, you know, fungal infections usually happen systemically. They usually go on in the body and then show themselves somewhere on the outside. And that's probably what's happening. So, you know, you just want to make sure whoever works with you, talk to them about that and make sure they understand that you're wanting to tackle it both ways. Now, sometimes the medicine, like you said, the antibiotics, yeah, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. There's some other medicines that you might want to talk to your doc about. As sure, you know, for sure, because at the end of the day, I know it's frustrating for her. I mean, no woman wants to have to keep cutting her hair and dealing with a fungus, and I'm sure you don't either. So the quicker the better. So again, might want to look into some of those. Good research on all those products, and they've been around forever. They've been used forever, so can be quite helpful. The other key on this is that, like I was saying, the diet, really jump on that. So if she's not eating very, very, very well, now's the time to get started. Maybe you can do it with her. It'd be a major encouragement. You already know a lot about nutrition, so I'm sure you probably already live it anyway, but really getting her on board will help. I know she's listening, so that means, you know, no more flour-based foods for a while, and really kind of hunker down, go with fruits and vegetables for your carbs. Cut out the inflammatory foods, and that can make a big, big difference, okay? Lines are open, 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means it gives us hope to know that we can lifestyle our way to better health.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, he was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
greatest wealth. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health can go to the next level if you're willing to do that. That's what we want to help you do. Make better choices. Go online easily. Grab your emails. Or you want to call me and talk to me about maybe a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one. Maybe it's not even for you, but you want to get the information so you can empower their health. Then give me a call, 888-283-7272. Now, teens who drink and smoke are more likely to abuse painkillers. And painkillers, obviously, are a big issue. And, you know, they're cracking down on them more than ever now. There are a lot of pain clinics around. Just look around here. Driving through town, you see the billboards everywhere. But teenagers who smoke or drink, now they're saying, are two to three times more likely to abuse prescription painkillers later on in life. The researchers from Yale University analyzed information collected from young adults aged 18 to 25 from 2006 to 2008, and about 12% of the young adults surveyed said they currently abused prescription opioids. So of those, 57% had abused alcohol as teens, and 56% smoked cigarettes, 34% used marijuana. About 3.5 million young adults abused prescription medication. This number is growing, they say. So gender was also associated with the abuse. The investigators found among men, the use of cigarettes, alcohol, and marijuana that they used when they were teens were at a greater risk for abuse later on in life. For the women, only the marijuana use linked to harder drugs later on. The study uncovered the association between the teen substance abuse and prescription use. So, interesting. I mean, painkiller is obviously a big deal. And becoming more and more, they're black market. People are easy to get them. They get their doctors to prescribe them to them, and then they get the refills and refills and refills, and they never take them. They sell them. That's a real hot thing that's going on. So you've got to be very, very careful with that. It's sad to see our teenagers getting involved in that. It's unbelievable that it's happening more and more. Let's go to Gary now. Hi, Gary. We're going to kick it off with you.
I've got actually two questions. I've got the age-old problem, arthritis. And they say it's inherited. I believe it because my grandmother had it and my dad had it. My fingers are already in the first joint next to my nails is already starting to turn. And it's very painful. Is there anything, supplement or anything? I take a one-source vitamin, multi-mineral supplement every day with a vitamin C, also with a fish oil. Is there anything else I could take? And my second question is, my fingers tingle at times. Not all the time, but at times they feel like they're about to go to sleep.
You know, with arthritis, though, Gary, you know, the big thing is making sure you cut out inflammation, right? I talk about the anti-inflammatory diet a lot, and it really is. It's the foundation. There's all kinds of supplements you can take. One that's really good is Amino Active, ACTIV. Very good for arthritis and pain. But to really support your joint health, you want to look at your vitamin D levels. Having good vitamin D levels is a real key and vitally important, really, when you're getting down to it. Because vitamin D, if it gets low, then your calcium is not utilized and absorbed very well, and it becomes a real challenge. So that's one thing to definitely think about when you're looking at this is, you know, are your minerals being absorbed? Is vitamin D at a healthy level? And having that checked on a regular basis. Your doctor can do the testing on that. And then, you know, of course, if you're getting the joint issues, that's a big key too. So the quicker you get that taken care of, the better. Your diet plays a key role. It's not just genetics and making sure that you have the right nutrients going in. Arthritis, once it starts setting in, can become a real challenge, but it doesn't mean you can't slow things down. And that's what you want to focus on specifically when you're dealing with that. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're making the right choices. And it's tough because arthritis, I know, especially when you have a family history of it, you can completely freak out and think, well, it's coming down the pipeline just like my Aunt Edna had and my great-grandma Myrtle and everybody else. You know, it's just going to come down the pipeline to you. But maybe it started, but it doesn't mean you can't stop it or slow it down. And that's the hope. And so making good choices, making better choices is definitely the way to go. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. Be glad to make it part of the show, that's for sure. Now, we've got Samantha down in Florida. She wants to know about energy levels. Well, what she says is that she's low in energy in the morning, but it gets better throughout the afternoon. Well, that's pretty classic of adrenal fatigue. Now, adrenal fatigue, again, these are the little glands, little stress glands that sit on top of the kidneys. But the adrenal glands, once they start getting weak, can make everything in the body weak. And one of the best ways to do that and to really get the body functioning better with the adrenals, vitamin C and vitamin B5 are very helpful, but your foods are important too. So the sugars you want to stay off of, and the processed foods as well. Cow's milk, dairy for a little while, not forever, and that can help bring those back up. Now, salt, unless you've got a blood pressure issue, salt can really help too, but not just regular table salt. Sea salt, like the Celtic sea salt, and celery juice. Celery is one of the best natural forms of sodium that we have. And you can just take batches of the celery itself and blend it with water, and it just does phenomenal. So it's a great way to rebuild the adrenals. Now, they make celery juice where you can already buy it, you know, so you can already have it done. But you can blend it yourself, get a good Vitamix blender, or even a regular one. It's amazing what can happen just by drinking celery juice on a regular basis. And really for anybody, I mean, adrenal fatigue is, Samantha, so many people deal with it. So you're not the only one. I mean, literally, most of America is fatigued. So by simply raising your levels, you can make a big difference. So just something to consider. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.